Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, hey there, and welcome back, Driven Women. You know, starting with this episode, I'm just going to shake things up a little bit. And let me tell you why. I am totally obsessed with the issue of busting through our self-imposed limits. Now, if you have ever heard of the term upper limit problems or upper limit issues, if you have ever heard of the book, The Big Leap, by Gay Hendricks, or if you have ever heard of the term zone of genius, then you are going to love this little mini series that I just decided to do. And let me tell you why. If you've been listening to The Driven Woman for a while, you know that long before I was a certified coach, I used to be a psychotherapist, and many of my clients were female. Now, I have literally never met a woman in my life who didn't think there was something wrong with her. And I'm not just talking therapy clients. I'm talking sisters, daughters, friends, neighbors, literally every woman I've ever met. Now, when you're going through a recovery from a trauma, abuse, a serious loss, a life-shattering event, I understand that. But when there is literally nothing wrong with you, and you still think there is? Where the hell does that come from? So I have become obsessed with this issue. Now, the book, The Big Leap, and I will link to it in the show notes, is not new. I think it was published in 2005. But I have not yet come across a book that better describes this very curious phenomenon about why intelligent, driven, ambitious women hold themselves back from the success, the love, the health, and the genuine happiness they deserve. So that's what we are going to dig into starting right now. So some definitions. We're going to talk about limiting beliefs, upper limit problems, zone of genius. It's all from this book, The Big Leap. So before I go any further, let me just explain. What is an upper limit problem, right? It goes like this. Each of us has an inner thermostat, and there are settings that determine how much love, how much success and wealth, and how much health and happiness we allow ourselves. Now, these thermostat settings get programmed in early childhood, long before we have any idea that this is going on. But once they're programmed, these upper limit thermostat settings will very reliably hold us back from enjoying all that is rightfully ours in life. Now, if that isn't some seriously fucked up shit, I don't know what is. So how does this upper limit stuff work, and what can we do about it? Patience, dear one. One thing at a time. First, we need to talk about what we're talking about. Then we're going to talk about what to do about it. And then the real money shot is going to be two more solo episodes from now, when we talk about, well, okay, so we get rid of these upper limits. Then what? Is that it? We just like release the handbrake. Is that it? No, of course not, silly. Then we're going to talk about your zone of genius, because that is where the true success and the true satisfaction lie. But first things first. Okay, so the foundation of these upper limit problems is that there is a set of four unconscious barriers. Now, they all have something in common. They seem real, like they literally seem so truthful, so legitimate, that we never question them. But they are absolutely based on false beliefs about ourselves that we were trained to accept as real. This is crazy, right? So we continue to unconsciously accept them as real throughout our lives, even though they hold us back. And when we see ourselves being held back, someone has to be blamed, and it's usually us. Am I right? We tell ourselves we didn't work hard enough. We tell ourselves we don't have what it takes to make it all the way to the finish line. We tell ourselves we're too distractible, or we're too inconsistent, or we're too disorganized. We tell ourselves, well, I guess I just didn't want it enough. Or maybe I have imposter syndrome. Or I know, I'm sabotaging myself. That's what it is. I don't feel worthy of success. No, girlfriend, you literally learned to accept these unconscious beliefs as real. And from the time that shit gets hardwired into your brain, those thoughts just keep on showing up automatically without any effort on your part. So, like, how could they not be real? And if you talk to your friends, they all think the same thing. So, hello. They must be real, right? Except they're not. Like, we have literally all drunk the same freaking Kool-Aid that we don't even remember tasting. So the incredible thing about this is that almost everyone has these. Now, I work with women. I empower women. Women need to be empowered. I think most men are doing okay. Thank you very much. I love men. I do. I have a husband and two sons. And I think one of my dogs is a male. Yes, yes, he is. But I believe women are the ones who are most impacted by these upper limit issues, and it is my mission to unblock and unlock them. And the truth is, what is learned, ladies, can be unlearned, and that is the very best news of all. Because when these barriers dissolve, we are truly free to claim what is rightfully ours. So, hidden barrier number one, are you ready? The belief that we are fundamentally flawed. Now, let me tell you something. 25 years of being a shrink and 5 years of being a coach and many more years than that of being a woman, I have never in my life met a woman who doesn't think there's something wrong with her. Right? Can I hear an amen? I literally have never met a woman who doesn't think there's something wrong with her. This belief that we are fundamentally flawed is a tremendous barrier to living optimally. And it comes bundled together with a sneaky little fear that it's better to play small and stay safe. Because at least when you fail, and it's not an if, it's a when, because you're fundamentally flawed after all. I mean, you're going to fail, right? At least you'll fail small. And that won't be as embarrassing, shameful, hurtful, expensive, yada, 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 right? Except it's all bullshit. You are not fundamentally flawed. It doesn't matter if you've always thought, I'm not thin enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not sexy enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not fast enough, I'm not ambitious enough, I don't learn things quickly enough, I'm not tech savvy enough, I'm not confident enough, for God's sake. None of that matters. What is learned can be unlearned. And when you're under the influence of this kind of limiting bullshit, how the hell are you supposed to develop confidence anyway? All right, you ready for barrier number two? Here we go. Disloyalty and abandonment. I see this one a lot in the women I work with who come from immigrant families. You know, you can't move out of the home and move in with girlfriends. We don't do that. I've seen many women refuse to allow themselves to become more successful than their fathers, and in some cases, their mothers. This disloyalty and abandonment says, I can't abandon my people, my roots. That would be completely disloyal. And not only that, the other part of this whole abandonment thing is that if you let yourself evolve to your fullest potential, you are for sure going to end up alone because, I mean, who makes it all the way to the top of the mountain, right? It's a lot farther to fall. You're going to get terrible nosebleeds and you will be all alone because not that many people want to go all the way up. So this one is very, very, very reinforced culturally, but we begin learning it in early childhood. Now, here's a couple questions to ask yourself. If you think this disloyalty and abandonment limit applies to you. Did I get where I am by breaking my family's spoken or unspoken rules? Number one. Number two, even though I'm successful, did I in any way fail to meet the expectations my parents had of me? I see this a lot with people in their 30s and 40s who aren't yet married or haven't produced offspring. They may be ridiculously successful in their lives, but they feel that they've let their parents down because they didn't get married, or they didn't have kids, or they're gay, or they went into a field that their parents didn't want them to go into, whatever, whatever, whatever. You get where I'm coming from, right? Now, the thing is that sometimes these things stop us from being successful, and sometimes they just stop us from enjoying our success, or both. All right, how about the next one? Are you ready for more? Here we go. Hidden barrier number three. Believing that more success makes you a bigger burden. Now, this is the feeling I can't achieve my highest potential because then I'll even be a bigger burden than I am now. Now, in childhood, this may be, I really want to learn to play the cello, or I want to be on band, or I want to be on the soccer team, or I want to do this or that. I want to be in performing arts, but there's a lot of time, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of sacrificing, and I'll be a burden. I want braces. My smile makes me self-conscious, but my family doesn't have dental insurance. Or I want to dress stylish, but we don't have the money for the coolest clothes, you know? And all of this stuff, thinking the bigger I am, the more of a burden I am, it really doesn't matter if it's your gifts and talents that make you a bigger burden, or if it's some shortcoming or limitation you think you have. Maybe you need to go to therapy. Maybe you need speech therapy or occupational therapy. Maybe you need some tutoring or some sort of remediation that allows you to be more successful in school. No matter what it is, you probably have the belief that your success makes you a bigger burden. And this belief will follow you throughout life and hold you back. I'm sure you can see how. All right, the last one, and this one is the one I see most of all in driven women, and I am hand raised a big experiencer of this myself. The crime of outshining. The unconscious mantra of this barrier goes like this: I must hold myself back from my full potential because if I really let myself get all glittery and sparkly and magical, if I really let myself grow up and blow up and glow up to my full potential, somebody else is going to look bad or someone else is going to feel bad. Now, this is a very common barrier among sensitive, creative, talented, gifted children. They get a lot of attention from the grown-ups and the parental units, the teachers and the grandparents and the moms and dads. You get a lot of special attention when you're a special kid, but you often get a strong, sneaky as fuck subliminal message that goes with it. Yeah, you can shine, but not too much, or you'll make others feel bad. You don't want others to look bad, do you, honey? Just don't keep raising your hand so much. Is it really necessary to always be the best, to always take up so much space, to always get so much attention? How do you think the other kids feel? Well, how do you think the kid who actually has more potential feels? How about that? And there's only two ways for this kid to go with this. This kid who becomes an adult and continues to suffer with this upper limit issue of the crime of outshining. Either they turn down the volume on their genius because someone might be envious or threatened, or they continue to shine brightly but eliminate their ability to enjoy it. Now, if you have issues like this in your past, you are probably recognizing some of this. And it's really important that you understand the basics of what upper limit problems are, and the fact that they are unconscious, they are literally buried in your unconscious. You don't ever remember a time when you didn't think this way. You didn't think that you were fundamentally flawed, that if you are more successful, you're disloyal to your peeps. You need to hold yourself back so nobody feels diminished or jealous, that you'll be a bigger burden if you're more successful. And who wants a bigger burden after all? Like, if any of this sounds even remotely familiar, and I understand I'm being snarky and I'm doing my dramatic, sarcastic voice, but I'm deadly serious here. I am deeply convinced from considerable experience that every one of us is diminished by unconscious, hidden beliefs that we take as true. Now, even if these thoughts are not showing up in your mind on the regular, if you ever experience times where you are moving forward towards greater success, leveling up, as we like to say, and then somehow or other, when you get inches away from breaking through to that next level, something happens. Something happens. You get a big promotion at work and you come home and start a fight with your partner. Or you make a bid on the house of your dreams and then you get in an accident on the way home. Our subconscious mind has the most incredible way of keeping us in check and preventing us from exceeding our upper limits. Now, if all this sounds like, oh God, it's too terrible, take heart. Because in 2 weeks on the next solo show, now that I've laid out all of this, and remember, this is your takeaway for today. This is learned. This is not who you are. These are not your real limits. Whatever you think your real limits are, I don't have to know you to know they are not your real limits. You are capable of so much more than you believe. You drank the Kool-Aid that you don't even remember tasting, along with all the rest of us. And this is actually really, really good news, because what is learned can be unlearned once we shine the light of truth on it, which is what I'm attempting to do today. So in today's show notes, I will link to the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, who I am very indebted to for this magnificent and absolutely game-changing work. I will also link to just the comment about Denise Duffield Thomas. I think I mentioned her, New Level, New Devil. And if I didn't, I meant to, so excuse me. And I will also give you a link to a worksheet if you want to start to dig into this issue about this upper limit problem and how these barriers are showing up in your own life. Because the more accurate you are at identifying them, the easier it's going to be to eliminate them. And that's where we're headed with the next solo episode 2 weeks from now. But don't wait until then to listen to The Driven Woman, because next week we have another amazing driven woman as our guest. So I'll see you in a week. Stay driven.
Hey, it's Diane. Can I be honest with you? At the beginning of each new year, I always told myself, this is the year I'm going to get my habits dialed in. This is the year I'm going to be crystal clear about my goals and I'm going to crush them. This is the year I'm going to get my shit together on every level and I'm going to do it all by myself. Been there, done that, got a whole stack of t-shirts. But you know, it wasn't until I started working with my own coach that I realized what a difference it makes to have guidance, support, and accountability from someone who's not only like-minded, but like-brained. Yeah, I'm talking about another driven woman, entrepreneur, who also has ADHD and has got it going on. I have two openings in my signature one-on-one 12-week coaching program, and one of them might have your name on it. There's a link to a free consult with me in the show notes, If you think this might be the year that you really get serious and go all in on an ADHD-friendly business and life. While you're thinking about that, have a listen to what one of my client's success stories has to say about the difference it made to work with me.
I adopted this phrase of, this is what we do here, instead of trying to make it, like for the longest time, I was trying to make it fit everybody's needs. Where you were attracted.
Yes.
So that was, I think, the struggle bus. And I don't think I was aware that I was, just because I love people. And when you have potential, I can help you get there. So I think I was allowing too much wiggle. And that's what you helped me through mostly in my memory of like figuring out that it's okay to say, no, this is what we do here. This is that stance. And that's how Beyond Common, you know, 12 Essentials for Success in Life, it finally was completed. It was just like, this pieces and parts of things that we had done that worked to make us successful. But it was like through that figuring out how to connect everything. And definitely your influence helped me so much. Like it was like, you know, you're an angel.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.